currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Pam Jardine. The Norkirk Neighborhood Association is looking for 5 new members to represent the 1,300 residents who live there. Ideally, one of the candidates would bring web management skills to the neighborhood, which the association could use for its own site and neighborhood outreach. 3 of the 5 positions opened up when their incumbents moved away. The other 2 openings resulted from association members who, after several years representing their neighborhood, wanted to serve their community in other ways. The association's remaining 2 members are currently focusing their energy on finding new association members and on community building projects, such as the neighborhood picnic on August 25th and the garage sale on April 28th. The Norkirk Neighborhood Association is bringing people together on April 11th. The discussion begins at 7 p.m. in Heritage Hall. For more information, visit the neighborhood website, norkirk.wordpress.com. Since last July, 50 citizens representing an array of local interests have been exploring solutions to a problem they say will become more visible with time. That problem? How to protect the city's park system. On Tuesday, that group, the Park Funding Exploratory Committee, presented its recommended solution to the City Council. The committee said Kirkland should ask voters on a ballot this November whether they are willing to contribute an additional $76 per year to maintain, renovate, or in some cases, expand the city's park system.
Our committee was very concerned with taking care of what we have. We have a wonderful system. We need to take care of it. We need to enhance it in some ways. And also there was a recognition that we're a quality of life city, and we always say that our economic development strategy in Kirkland is our quality of life, and a recognition that parks are a very important part of that.
And while members of the 50-person committee acknowledged the delicacy of the economy's current state, they asserted their belief that Kirkland's parks would soon reflect the effects of dwindling resources if no mechanism to maintain them appears. Members of that committee have been exploring solutions to shrinking budgets since September 2011. For much of that time, they have discussed what the priorities should be and how to take care of those priorities.
What resulted from all this information was of what I would call a vigorous discussion of our opportunities and challenges. The challenges being that it's just a fact that the recession has led us to a situation where we had less resources dedicated to parks funding. So we have kind of a backlog of maintenance projects that are very important and need to be addressed. And opportunities that we've annexed, and we need to look at purchasing parklands in our underserved areas, in the annexation area mostly, but throughout the city. And then, of course, the big, bold move that we could make by developing the East Side Rail Corridor into a trail.
The City Council will decide whether to follow the committee's recommendation after its annual City Council retreat at the end of March. To learn more, visit kirklandwa.gov and type Park Funding Exploratory Committee in the search bar. The Cultural Council received several recommendations earlier this year on who should receive its cachet award. And since then, the Cultural Council has deliberated over which one of its 8 nominees has most effectively contributed toward arts, heritage, education, or theater. In the end, the Cultural Council decided the Kirkland Arts Center was the most deserving.
Well, we're very grateful. It's a big year for the Arts Center. It's our 50th anniversary and 120th birthday of the Peter Kirk Building. And it began as a community effort, and it continues that way. And I think one of the amazing things about tonight's cachet award was it brought home the fact that most of these organizations, all of those people behind it, are all working together and working on multiple fronts to move arts, heritage, and culture forward in the Kirkland community. So it's a great community effort, and we're going to continue on together.
The prize for the Arts Center's excellence this year was fittingly a framed collage of Kirkland.
The artwork was created by a group of sixth grade class at Peter Kirk Elementary last year for the first annual Cachet Award. And it's a beautiful piece where each of the sixth graders contributed a different piece that represented something that they thought was important about Kirkland, a home or a landmark or a different sort of organization. And so then those were all put together into a beautiful collage that created a landscape of the city of Kirkland.
Kirkland's commitment to arts, culture, heritage, education, and theater has long been a brand of our community. To reinforce it, the City Council created the Cultural Council, and the Cultural Council created the Cachet Award.
We all know that the arts, culture, and heritage of Kirkland add tremendously to the richness and vitality of our wonderful city. I would like to begin tonight by taking a moment to recognize the Kirkland Cultural Council, whose efforts over the past 9 years have made an immeasurable impact in Kirkland, from curating our wonderful public art collection to supporting, promoting, and enhancing not just our local events, but Kirkland's very identity as an artistic and cultural community.
And finally, a couple of events that might remind you of springtime. Online registration is open until March 15 for the Shamrock Run, a 5-kilometer race and family fun run that takes participants around Kirkland's downtown and near its shores along Waverly Way. So far, more than 800 have signed up for the event, and event organizers are capping participation at 1,200. Runners of all kinds are welcome, including those pushing strollers or harnessing dogs. Drivers should be aware the route will be closed to traffic. Runners begin at 8 a.m. For specific race times, visit kirklandshamrockrun.com. The Kirkland American Little League kickoff begins at 10 a.m., March 17, at Peter Kirk Park. For more information, visit the website below. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.